You're asking, this devotee is asking a question about the influence of the food we ingest on our level of consciousness. And the idea was presented by this devotee that if one becomes very high in consciousness, then whatever he contacts, he transforms that into chinmoy, chinmoy vastu.
Exactly.
So we see the great Lord Shankara Mahadev, Nilakant. He's known as Nilakant. So Lord Shiv is one of our, is of course one of the forms of Vishnu, is Sadashiva. He was asked by the demigods to drink the poison that was produced from the ocean of milk, interestingly enough. They're churning milk. Usually you churn milk, you get butter. You churn milk, you get cream. But somehow they churned milk and they got poison. Vish. Kalahuta or something like that. Kalahuta poison. Very, very powerful. Halakuta or something like that. Halakuta. So whatever was produced, the arrangement was whatever was produced from the Kheer Samudra Mantan, the churning of this Kheer Samudra. So either the demigods or the devas would have to take that offering or production from the ocean before they could continue churning. Because all those were superfluous to the final product that they were all hankering to get, which was the Amrit. Because all these things fall short if you have Amrit. I rub it to the elephant and the moon planet. Chandra, the moon planet, was produced from the milk ocean. That's why the moon is white. The moon is white because it's produced from milk. Tell that to the scientists. And then Lakshmi, and even then I rub it to the elephant with six tusks, six or eight tusks. He came out very vishesh hati, and many jewels and some white umbrella. And even Lakshmi Devi herself, she came out. Yes. So many things came out.
14 things.
Maybe 14 things. And none of them, no, it's not there. None of them were what they wanted. And everyone had to take, you know. So the Kaustubha money came out. So Vishnu took the Kaustubha, and that's his nitya. It's just Leela to make it look like that. But Lakshmi is also Nitya Parishan. So Vishnu, naturally, he took the Kaustubha and then took the Lakshmi. So finally, and everyone's rejecting all these things. No one wants Airavata. No one, someone would take, Indra took Airavata, Vishnu took Lakshmi. And everyone, no one was interested because they had one thing in mind, they wanted the Amrit. Because if you have Amrit, you have everything. That's why they say that the holy name of Krishna is Amrit. Nam Amrit. If you have the Amrit, you have everything. Because in that ocean of milk, they churned and they got an elephant, they got jewels, they got gems and jewels, and they had all gems. Everyone wants gems and jewels. They got Lakshmi personified. Everyone wants money. Everyone wants money. And Lakshmi personified was produced from that ocean. And the personification, all gems, the red, it's red in color, it's like ruby color. The red Kaustubha money was produced there. So gems, so all kinds of money and all kinds of women. What more people want? You know, fabulous enjoyment. At least men, they want beautiful women. So all wealth, all gems, and then amazing creatures like Airavata. So many things. And then a moon planet. But everyone wanted one thing, Amrit. Because if you have Amrit, then you have Lakshmi. Because Amrit means immortality. Amrit means full strength. Amrit means sweet pleasure. Amrit means full satisfaction. All these things are in Amrit. So they're all striving for that Amrit. Because even all the money in the world, even all the most beautiful men or women in the world, and even all the most amazing animals and livestock and elephants and lions and gems, they can't make you happy. They can't make you immortal. But if you have the Amrit, then you get everything, immortality. So they wanted that. And then, So that's why we say the Nam is that Amrit. So you churn the ocean. You churn the ocean of this Bhava Sagar. And you churn the ocean and out comes the holy name from the ocean. And that's what Lord Chaitanya has come to give. Lord chanting Krishna's name is in every yuga. And the Bhagavatam has been around for 5,000 years. But no one has picked up on chanting the holy name. There's so many sampradayas have arisen in the last 5,000 years. I mean, the four sampradayas are eternal. Brahma sampradaya, Sri sampradaya, Rudra sampradaya, and then the four Kumaras, like this. They're eternal. But the popular exponents of those sampradayas, Madhvacharya, Nimbarkacharya, Vishnu Swami, and like this, they all propagated different teachings of bhakti and different teachings of sadhana. But none of them emphasized or even discussed the holy name. And they all write about on the Bhagavatam, and they all speak on the Bhagavatam, and Madhvas and the Ramanandis and everyone. So the holy name is there. But it's only when Lord Chaitanya came and his subsequent followers, the six Goswamis and the Vishwanath, etc., that he actually took out of the Bhagavatam and said, this is, everyone read the Bhagavatam. All these acharyas, they taught and read and spread the Bhagavatam. But no one picked up this thing from the Bhagavatam. So he picked up the particular thing, the holy name, which is mentioned in the first canto. It's very much mentioned in the sixth canto. And the last verse of the Bhagavatam is glorifying the holy name, Nam Sankirtan. You get everything by Nam Sankirtan. So it seems clear that the Bhagavatam is glorifying the practice of Harinam Sankirtan. But for 5,000 years, nothing was happening. Because that was Lord Chaitanya's purpose. That was his contribution for the Kali Yuga. So he came and brought that out. And this is the real Amrit. So the Bhagavatam is telling about the churning of the ocean of milk to get the Amrit that was carried in the Kumbha by Mohini and distributed to the devas and the demons. Whatever was left. But the actual Bhagavatam itself, if you churn the Bhagavatam, you'll get two things from the Bhagavatam. The nectar of the holy name, Namamrit, and the nectar of Gopi Bhav.
Oh.
These are in the Radharani's Prem, Mananakya Mahabhav. This is the actual burfi of the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is considered to be like a milk, the cream of the Vedas. It says that in the beginning of the Bhagavatam. The cream of the Vedic literature. So the Vedic literature is like milk. But cream, that's not the final point. Because from cream you can make ice cream. So the ice cream of the Bhagavatam, the cream of the Vedas is Bhagavatam, and the ice cream of the Bhagavatam is Radharani's love in Vrindavan. So this is the real Amrit. This is the holy name of the Lord. So the Goswamis were successful living in Vrindavan because they were non-envious and they honored everyone, they loved everyone, and they didn't leave. They took a vow to not leave. And because I asked my teacher, I said that, you're telling me I should be Dham Nishta, and I would like to do that. But I see you yourself are going next week to Bengal for preaching. And my teacher is 99 years old. And he's in Bengal now preaching. Since the whole...
Say Mayapur or...?
Bengal means, I don't know, some villages, I don't know where. Mm-hmm. Some villages, Bardhaman.
Bardhaman
district, Bardhaman. In that area. Bardhaman, yes. And maybe some... disciples or whatnot. He's doing some Bhagavad Saptah programs and other
on
programs.
The way to Ekchakra, first Burdwan comes.
Oh.
Up to Burdwan, they have these local electric trains.
Local what?
Electric trains.
Electric?
In Bombay.
Oh, rails.
Yeah.
Rail. Oh, old-fashioned.
And after Burdwan, if you want to go, then you have to go by this passenger trains with a locomotive. So, Burdwan.
Old place.
Yeah.
Very old. Tram cars. Yeah, he's in that area. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be back in Guru Purnima.
Guru.
So I said, how is it you're saying that if you stay, then you get everything, but you're leaving?
Mm-hmm.
And you've been staying here for 76 years.
Oh.
How are you going at this age? Why are you going?
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, you can leave if you have to. If you're going to distribute the glories of Radha and Krishna,
mm-hmm,
and help the bhaktas,
mm-hmm,
then you can leave.
Mm-hmm.
You can leave the dham. And we see that that's the example of Srila Prabhupada.
Oh.
He generally preached like that. He told people to go to the holy dham and
yes,
get spiritually surcharged,
yes,
by some stay there and share it with others. But this is also true, and we see from the lives of the six Goswamis,
mm-hmm,
you can do either way. Basically, you have to follow the your own personal ruchi and the order of the guru.
Mm.
This is the keynote.
Mm.
Everything can be accomplished easily by guru bhakti.
Guru bhakti. But Raghunath Das Goswami, his staying in Radhakund was his own personal decision, or it was ordained like that?
Well, it's clear to see in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that his so-called free will decision or whatever, after Lord Chaitanya left Jagannath Puri, and Sur Damodar left also shortly after, I think so, at least Gadadhar left, then I think also Sur Damodar soon after, Das Goswami didn't have any reason to live anymore because he was living 16 years. You have to imagine, Lord Chaitanya only lived in Puri continuously for 18 years.
Yeah.
For 6 years he went up and down, he traveled.
Mm.
From Puri, first he was traveling on India, then he settled in Puri, then he went back and forth to South India, different places from Puri.
Mm.
So then the last 16 years he was in Puri.
Mm.
So that whole time he was there, Raghunath Das was there. He saw all the leelas, the Karma Chaitanya leela, and the Jalkeli leela, and the ocean, the Samudra, and getting caught in the fisherman's net, and Chatak Parvat running on the sand dunes thinking they're Govardhan, and his arms extending. All these leelas he saw directly with his eyes. And through the eyes of the other devotees, and he heard what they had to say, and he had his own feelings. So later, then he thought, well, Lord Chaitanya is giving me this Govardhan Shila, this Gunjamala, so he's given me a place by Govardhan, Govardhan, Nigatam Nivasam Dehi Govardhan, Nigatam Nivasam Govardhan Dehi Tom. He says one prayer, Nigatam Nivasam Govardhan Dehi Tom. O Govardhan Dehitvam, you please give me residence near you. Nikatam Nivasam. Govardhan Tam, like this. So he thought, well, his idea was, his free will was, I'll leave Puri, I'll walk to Vrindavan, I'll go to Govardhan Hill, and I'll put this stone back to Giraj, Govardhan Shila, then I'll commit suicide there. I'll jump off a rock or whatever. So somehow he was intercepted by Rupa and Sanatan. And they convinced him. He said, no, you have work to do. We won't let you go. You're the only eyewitness. You're the only living eyewitness. Living in Vrindavan, you're the only living eyewitness of Lord Chaitanya's last 16 years. So you have to tell all the Vaishnavas about this. So then you stay right here at Govardhan, you stay right at Radhakund. You stay here, this is a very secluded and quiet place. Because, you know, he was used to living in the Gambira and over, you know, these places. So, and they knew that he had his mission. So he was posted here by Rupa and Sanatan. And he writes prayers in Stavavali also. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, opened my eyes to the Vrindavan, and he writes prayers of gratitude to them. So we're, of course, most grateful to Raghunath Das, because if he had followed, if his plan, so-called plan, was executed and he left this, left prematurely, there would be no Chaitanya Charitamrita. And there would be no so much amazing writings and contributions that he wrote, and no deep insight how to practice Mandri Bhav Sadhana, or how to develop the idea of being a Mandri, which he brings out so perfectly in his writings. So this is work. That's why we Hichai Gosai Kori Charanan Bandan Yaha Oite Vignanas Avishtaparan. Narottam says, all your desires, Hichai Gosai Kori Charanan Vandan Yahoite Vigna Nash Avishtaparan. All your obstacles and problems, Vignan, can be destroyed. Vigna Nash? Vigna Nash? You're from Bombay, you think Ganapati. But we think the six Goswamis. And then maybe Ganapati destroys all obstacles to success. But the six Goswamis destroy all obstacles to success, plus they fulfill all desires. And Ganapati, I don't know if he fulfills all desires. Because he says he's Vigna Vinashan. But it doesn't say that he's, you know, Ichha Sampurna. Or that he or whatever the term would be. It doesn't say that he's a fulfiller of all wishes. I never heard this. We say Sarva Vignan Manashan. Vignan Manashan Maharaj, Ganapati. But the Goswamis have two characteristics, two qualities. They destroy all the anarthas and aparads, and they fulfill all of our spiritual desires. Echai Gosai Kori Charanam Vandan. So their lotus feet are the so powerful. So Raghunath Das Goswami was induced to stay here in Radhakund, and he did his bhajan. And he made the most significant contribution by writing Stavavali and going very, very deep into the concept of serving Radharani like a Manjari. We're all eternally indebted to him. Mm-hmm.